Good morning. How's everybody this morning? Fantastic. I've actually have the pleasure of making sure you're all awake this morning. To open a session that is going to look at the cultural factors impacting the delivery of quality health services. We've got a very distinguished panel. And it is my pleasure. I'm Jonathan Van Geest. I'm in the College of Public Health at Kent State University. And I have the honor of bringing and introducing you to a very distinguished panel of presenters. Our first is by Khan Neem. Khan is, is a counseling psychology graduate student at the University of Florida. Khan will be assisted in her presentation by Alicia Robinson. So I would like to get us started, keep us on time, and please, if you will open. Thank you.
Hi, good morning. Thank you for coming so early. So today we're going to talk about the validation of a really exciting inventory that we validated on a national sample. And Alicia Robinson from Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health will be talking about the background, the purpose, as well as how we recruited our participants. So, Alicia. And then I'll continue.
Okay, good morning everyone. So just to give a little bit of background on where the purpose of the study came from, essentially we were interested in sort of this construct of cultural sensitivity, which has been associated and established in a lot of research across different chronic diseases, et cetera, with patient satisfaction, treatment adherence, as well as improved health outcomes for primary care patients. And what we found in the literature particularly, and also in inventories of this nature, is a lack of patient-defined inventories for patients to use to evaluate providers trying to get at levels of cultural sensitivity. So the inventory that was created through Dr. Carolyn Tucker's research is called the Tucker Culturally Sensitive Healthcare Provider Inventory. In this particular study, we were really focusing on validating the patient form. And the unique sort of interesting point about this particular inventory is that it's using items that were defined by culturally diverse patients. Most of the inventories that look at patient satisfaction and cultural sensitivity or cultural competence are expert defined. In other words, healthcare providers and sort of board administrators do a lot of the definition of items and the creation of inventories. In this case, the items came from focus groups with culturally diverse patients, Hispanic American patients, African American patients, as well as white American patients. And the focus is really on looking at the provider behaviors and skills that enable patients to feel comfortable in the healthcare setting, trusting of their provider as well as the provider's recommendations, as well as respected in the entire healthcare process. And we are referring to the provider behaviors, but also that of the office staff and sort of the overall experience of the healthcare visit. So the purpose of the study was to determine the factor structure, internal consistency, and reliability of the TCUSH patient form. Our study was conducted in 67 nationally recruited healthcare sites. We have representation of the Southwest, also of a lot of the South, the Northeast, really good representation of the country, and we had over 1,600 patients that were primary care patients. There were over 1,000 women, so it was a largely female sample. But as you can see, there is a nice mix between different racial and ethnic groups. There's a lot of representation of minority groups. So what's important to keep in mind about how the recruitment was done is that the healthcare site was really recruited as a unit. So we recruited the healthcare site administrators, the patients, the providers, the entire site itself. So a lot of our sites came from contacts to the National Medical Association, contacts we had with different state health departments and things of that nature. But the site itself was collected as, or recruited as a unit. We trained data collection coordinators who really reported back to us and gave us a lot of feedback and really kept up with our actual data collection process and procedure. They recruited data collectors. There were two minimum per site, and they were really responsible for recruiting participants and getting the word out about the study and also reporting back to the coordinator on completing assessment batteries. So they would administer the questionnaires to both the healthcare providers and also the office staff, the coordinators, and the data collectors administered the questionnaires to patient participants. So as I said, we really were looking at the healthcare site as a unit, and that's why one of the important inclusion criteria for the study was that the patients be an existing patient of the healthcare site. And it's for this purpose. We were looking at the levels of self-defined culture or provider culture sensitivity as well as patient-defined.
Okay, so Alicia talked about how we recruited the participants. The participants filled out questionnaires, and there were some demographic data questionnaires as well as our form and a patient satisfaction questionnaire so that we can validate the measure. Our form is 27 items, and the patient satisfaction questionnaire is about 18 items. Okay, so we ran some exploratory and confirmatory factor analyses, and three major factors emerged. The first being speaks to sensitivity, interpersonal skill. The second speaks to competence, knowledge, competence in delivering the knowledge. And the third speaks about respect, communication to the patients. And as you can see from the Cronbach alphas, they're sufficient. And these are some of the sample items of each of those factors. And when we look at the sensitivity in a personal skill, one example is letting me know about illnesses and disease common among people of my race, ethnicity. So that speaks a little bit about sensitivity to the background of the patient. And then the competence is honest and direct with me, so knowledgeable about my medical knowledge and delivering that knowledge. Respect communication. So in interacting with the patient, one example item is does not try to diagnose all my problems as psychological or in my mind. And each one of these factors have 9 items for a total of 27. And then we also conducted Pearson correlation on the patient satisfaction questionnaire. So as you can see, each of these factors are highly correlated with two of the subscales, actually all of the subscales, but the ones that we're interested in is time with doctor and satisfaction with physician. And they're all highly correlated. It's less than 0.001. So some of our findings. So basically, it's valid and useful, and it's also useful for assessing perceived cultural sensitivity of providers. And it can be useful for training. So as far as medical students, trainings in healthcare policy administration, as well as you can customize it for the patients. So the patients provide feedback about what they want from their providers and what they feel is most important to their perceived cultural sensitivity. And then the providers can use that to customize treatments with patients and get the desired healthcare experience. And some of the overall picture of reducing health disparities. So implementing the use of that in healthcare administration, trainings, changing policy, and using that to really guide how providers can interact with patients and giving that customized healthcare. And also, one of our extra steps is we're going to try and implement this and see how that can be useful in healthcare sites and customizing healthcare. So how does that really look like when providers use that and review it before they see their patients? So then one of our future steps is taking this inventory and really implementing it in healthcare sites. And these are some of our references. Let us know there's more. So, and this is my contact information if you have any questions or any feedback. Great. Thank you.